What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Anything but credible. This is episode 4, I believe. Duke's here. I got the crew with me. Keith, Griff.
What's up, guys? What's up, world?
How we doing?
You know, I can't complain, man. Had a pretty good week last week.
Good week?
Yeah, pretty good week. Just got one thing I'm stewing on a little bit. I'll let Tim take over for a minute, see if he's got anything.
I got a thing or two to bitch about this week.
Oh, okay. You got something to get off your chest? Okay.
A little bit.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Who's going first?
I'll go first. That's fine. So I got into a discussion at work the other day, and everybody's going to remain nameless in this conversation. And somebody moral high ground me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it, like, at first I didn't realize what she did or what they did or why it upset me. But I was making a statement about one department being more efficient after one person left. And she said, they said, God damn it. They said, you know, my mom taught me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Well, that wasn't nice.
And in my mind, I was sitting there like, why is that relevant?
You bitch.
Why did you do that to me? You just tried to moral high ground me in front of all these other people.
In front of other people?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she moral high ground me. It's one thing if we're just having the conversation.
She basically called you a bad person.
Yeah, and I wanted to be like, well, my mom taught me that telling the truth means more than being nice. Like, it just pissed me off, man. Like, I hate when people do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like they're attacking my character.
Oh, I think she was trying to attack your character.
Like, well, she thinks
The other thing, too, is it's almost like they're not even engaging in the conversation. They kind of just skip that. And they're like, hey, you as a person.
They just ran straight up to the moral high ground.
It's like, weren't we talking about something, actually? Like, we were talking about something.
A substantive thing?
Wasn't like me and the kind of moral ethics of a person.
Yeah.
And were you right? I'm sure you were.
I was. I was.
Is Keith going to say that he wasn't?
Probably not.
No, I would never.
Very unlikely.
Never admit that I was wrong, but when I actually know something, like, you should take my opinion.
Yeah.
And maybe try and engage in the conversation, not just say that your mom taught you to be nice. But yeah.
Wait, my mom taught me that too, but
yeah.
My point still stands.
So yeah.
Thank you very much.
So that had me stewing this week a little bit.
Yeah, I could hear it. I mean, I see it. I see it for sure.
Yeah, I was not happy with that.
What about you, Griff? What do you got? You got something to get off your chest?
Mine is more just an issue with the roads of St. Louis.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
So probably about seven hours after leaving here last week, I was on my way to work. I work at 4 in the morning. So it's about 3:45 in the morning. And I'm driving down Van Devender. It's a pretty main road here in St. Louis. And it was pissing rain, first of all. But all of a sudden, just boom. I'm going about 45 down Van Devender, and I guess a water main blew the night before, and a chunk of Van Devender sticking out of the ground about a foot and a half, and I just jacked it full speed.
Ooh, so it's like
I think my little black Yaris, which is a real piece, I think it got some air, bent both my rims like real bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So right now I'm trying to deal with MSD, the goddamn clean water people.
Oh.
I'm trying to get some money out of them.
Really? Yeah. What, are you filing something?
Yeah.
Dude. And
we'll see how the hell that goes.
Wait, you're taking them to court?
Probably not. They have like a claims department.
Yeah, I was going to say, sure they dealt with this before.
I'm not going to go to court because that'll be more than the $500 they owe me for 2 new wheels.
Yeah. Man, that would piss me off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was on my way to work, you know, like, still pretty tired, you know, just woke up.
Yeah.
And that woke me the fuck up, like, real quickly.
I bet that did. Yeah. So it's, like, not even, like, it wasn't even, like, a giant pothole. It was actually, like...
It was, like, a water main, like, pushed the ground up.
Or so something. It was like, elevated.
And then when I came back, though, later, they had, they had it all blocked off and had, had people sitting there jackhammering, but 3:45 in the morning, they did not.
Yeah, you beat
there was another car parked next, like, so I come down from the thing, and I whipped it into, it was right across the street from IKEA. I whipped it into IKEA's lot and driving on two bent-ass rims at this point. But, so when I come back to it, I wound up taking Uber the rest of the way to work.
Damn.
Wow. So I come back for it later to get it towed when I get off work, and there's another car sitting right next to mine with, like, the exact same damages. So I wonder how many cars hit this before they actually got a crew out there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see if I can get some money out of them, though. Probably not.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, that's rough, man. Yep. That's rough.
Only your life.
I know.
Something like that would happen.
Very typical.
Yeah. Typical Tim.
It is.
I got something to get off my chest, too. It's not anything like that, I would say. But my thing to get off my chest is not anything as dramatic as Griff's or Keith, really. But, you know, I was sitting here before you guys got over here, and I was playing my Sega, you know, playing my old school Pac-Man. And I was thinking, I think I've moved Pac-Man into the top three games of all time on my personal list. I really do.
Really?
Miss Pac-Man, to be exact, for Sega.
Of course. Yeah.
And I started thinking, and I think the thing that I need to get off my chest, I think the best game, like, I think the number one on my list is going to upset some people. I really do. I think it's going to be Super Smash Bros.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm not going N64, though.
Oh, I'm going GameCube. Get out of here.
You got to go Melee.
We're in your house, but you need to get out. Get out the door.
I'm going GameCube Smash for the best game of all time, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. The GameCube Smash is so much better than N64,
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
No way.
So much Thank
better.
You.
I don't think I've ever played it, but N64 is where I stopped.
You've never played GameCube Smash?
I don't think so.
Super Smash Brothers Melee, man?
I don't. Oh, actually, I played it, and I was really bad at it, so I didn't like it.
That's kid.
Yeah.
And they just actually had the, you guys know that the esports are taking off. They just had, like, the World Smash Bros. Tournament. And it was these guys. I mean, I watched some of these YouTube videos. And Keith, you know, we in high school spent, I can't even put a time. I mean,
countless hours, days,
nights. I mean, whole days, actually. Whole weekends at a time playing Smash.
That and ping pong.
Yeah.
If you weren't playing Smash, you were playing ping pong.
And so, maybe it's just us. I don't know. But the tournament was with the GameCube one. So it was weird that they didn't go all the way back to N64. So I don't know if the GameCube's that's the thing. But, I don't know. I just needed to get off that my chest. I was sitting here thinking, like, what are my top three games? And I think I decided that I think my top three is GameCube, Smash, Mario Kart.
Okay.
And then Miss Pac-Man, Sega, I think so. And that's not a normal top three, I wouldn't say at all.
It's very, I mean, my top two is probably the real Super Smash Bros. From 64, then Mario Kart, and then, man, I don't know.
See,
I want to say like the Legend of Zelda back in the day.
Wow.
I was hardcore into that.
A classic.
Yeah.
I mean, this might weird some people out, but in my top three, it's one of them has to be any Mario Party.
Those are
Mario
games.
Party is so much fun, man.
Yeah, are those all GameCube or no? Those are N64,
they're
right?
N64. Yeah, sure.
Going back to that to the N64.
It doesn't matter which Mario Party it is.
The
they're all
franchise.
Great. Yeah,
yeah. We played a lot of Mario Party too.
Yeah,
we actually were really big into Mario. Mario Tennis was.
Oh,
was
Mario cool. Tennis was great. Too.
Mario Tennis sure. was awesome.
GameCube had some classic Mario games for GameCube though. Oh, I guess actually that was N64 too.
I'll never forget.
I think we played them on both.
B-Scales and Shaka trying to call everybody out, thinking they were something.
You guys are nothing.
Yeah.
Just in case you're listening to this, you are nothing.
I will destroy you in Mario Tennis any day.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's all I had. Well, before we move on to the good stuff. Before we get to the news stories, I think we got a special segment that we got to keep up with, don't we?
Oh, yeah, no
I think...
doubt.
Oh. Huh.
What is that?
I think that means the theory of the week.
The truth is out there.
It is. Okay.
What do you got for us, Keith?
Conspiracy of the week is celebrity immortals, specifically Keanu Reeves.
Oh. I love Keanu, man.
This man has been around forever. He is immortal. He was first incarnated as Charlemagne.
What?
Yes. Wait,
Keanu Reeves is Charlemagne?
Charlemagne, like the
Holy Roman Emperor?
The Roman Emperor.
Oh, I was like, what the? Okay, I was like.
Oh, you caught me by surprise with this one.
Is this one that you never heard, Greg?
No. Oh, definitely wow. Never heard that Keanu Reeves is Charlemagne. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. So I'm getting all my facts right now from KeanuReevesIsImmortal.com or KeanuIsImmortal.com. So he started off life as, well, I don't know where he started off life, but he started his power campaign as Charlemagne, the Emperor of Rome. And then he moved on to Paul Monet, a French actor. He was a stage actor.
He just transformed or like just turned into another
person?
No, he just kept living.
He claims different identities. Obviously. Yeah.
So he's always looked like the Keanu Reeves we know now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I mean, the man is ageless.
Okay.
I'm looking at a picture right now of him in 1994 and him in 2008. I think it's the same picture.
When it was like Ted and Bill's Excellent Adventures, he looked like a kid then.
We'll see.
Poking a hole in this well-constructed theory.
We'll see. You know how actors gain and lose weight certain roles. So, I mean, you don't know what his walking around weight actually is. That's you don't know what he feels comfortable in.
All right.
So, and I think it's like a natural thing. The bigger you are, the older you probably look.
Maybe.
So,
all right.
You know. So, I mean, the man's immortal. I'm not going to go out and say he's a vampire, though.
Okay.
There are other conspiracies that, like, Nicolas Cage is actually a vampire.
Pharrell.
He's also immortal. Pharrell is also immortal. There's a couple more, I think.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture?
The picture.
Circulating?
Yeah.
There's Jay-Z sitting in Harlem, like, 1928. Mm-hmm. It was him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. That was actually going to be my next question, was if he's not a vampire. They have to have some kind of reasoning of why you can't just be. I mean, unless you're like a Highlander or something.
Well,
found the Sorcerer's Stone.
Even those guys were like from a different planet, like aliens.
He's not a Highlander, but according to KeanuIsImmortal.com, it's factors unknown as why he is immortal.
Well. If that doesn't fit the Anything But Credible,
that is.
The Anything But Credible podcast, I don't know what
I mean. That is conclusive. I mean, I think
I'll tweet this out after the show airs so everybody can see where I'm getting all my hardcore facts right here.
Okay, for sure.
But yeah, I'm surprised you guys haven't heard this one yet.
That blows me away.
No, but
that he's Charlemagne specifically too. It's just
Can somebody give me a quick background on Charlemagne? Because you know I'm not much of a history buff.
His rise was pretty controversial, wasn't it? Didn't he?
Would you say he was emperor?
He was the Holy Roman Emperor, but that doesn't mean that he was actually like in Rome. I think at that point he could have been in like France at that point. I'm not totally sure.
Okay, so let me get this timeline down. He started as the
he was basically the emperor.
He was the emperor. Then he went and turned into a French actor.
Yeah,
and then he turned into.
There's a large gap between those two.
what's the next stage after the French actor?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, then he turned into Keanu.
There's a large gap there.
Yeah, that's like hundreds of years.
Well, the French actor died in 1922.
Oh, okay, so that's a long.
And Charlemagne died in 1814.
And
so
Keanu, he was just kicked.
Wait, when did Charlemagne die?
1814. Or, sorry, God, 814.
Okay.
Sorry, That
sounds like 1,000 years off.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he's immortal, man.
That's awesome because...
I don't know if it's like a reincarnation thing.
Yeah. Like Charlemagne was the king of the Franks.
Super old.
Might have been lying about him being... You know, he was also the Holy Roman Emperor.
Yeah, he was definitely a Roman Emperor.
But so the Franks were... I think that's France, right?
I have no idea. But they also state that the kindness he possesses... is a clear factor that he's lived a very long life. He's humble.
So he's just an awesome guy?
Yeah.
So they're like, he's got to be.
He's a nice guy. He must be immortal. Okay.
Little known fact, he gave up $50 million out of his $70 million to make the Matrix sequels to the staff.
Wow.
He only took $20 million from
that. I could
that.
See that. Have you guys seen that video of the phone video of him helping that, giving his seat up to that lady on the subway train?
No, I have not.
I've heard he's just a genuinely good guy.
He's the man.
Yeah.
It's just this random person taking a photo, and Keanu Reeves is just sitting there chilling. And some old lady's like holding the rail, and he just gets up and like, here you go, just take my seat. And he just sits there and holds the rail. And it's just like,
really?
Nobody says a word to him. Nobody even notices that it's him. And he just is like, man, just chilling.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So quick, excellent. I like it. Quick side note, the Frankish kingdom is basically what we now know as France and parts of Germany.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. A little bit of information for you people.
And now you know. Knowledge is power.
It is.
Well, man, shout out to Keanu Reeves because, oh, God, that guy is some classic movies, man. People,
Speed?
I mean, Matrix is one of my all-time favorites.
Right, the first.
The
second one was good, too, actually.
You want to talk conspiracies, I mean.
Are we in the Matrix?
Oh, man, I'm actually, that's definitely going to come up because that's huge.
So there's actually, I guess, string theorists, so like really freaking smart people. Theoretical physicists basically say that they found like codes written in supersymmetrical string, whatever, that you would find in like computer programs.
Like binary programs?
So we might be in the Matrix basically, is what he's suggesting.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. This could be a simulation of the universe.
I would definitely take the red pill.
I don't know.
The red one's the one that opens you up, right?
Yeah.
Lets you see everything.
I think
Did he take the blue pill?
The blue pill just, I think you just wake up.
And nothing happened? Yeah.
Not sure.
I can't remember the colors.
Sure. Yeah, neither do I. I just know there was a red pill or a blue pill.
I don't know. Do you really want to wake up?
Yeah, I do.
That normal world out there was pretty shitty.
Well, if we are really being controlled by monsters and just harvested, yeah, that would be pretty shitty.
To live your whole life in the computer, like...
Well, I mean, who's the guy that got the steak?
Yeah.
The steak dinner that one night? I know this isn't real, but it tastes so great.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to just be placed back and, like, make me rich, make me this, make me that.
Judas.
I don't want to remember that bullshit. Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
For sure. But,
what a jerk.
Yeah.
All right, well, so, theory of the week. If you don't know, now you know. Keanu Reeves, who is the man, is actually an immortal man.
It's fucking Charlemagne, dude.
And I think there's a reason Keanu's immortal. He's just that good of a dude.
That cool, man. So, he's that guy.
We have discovered the secret to immortality.
Think of Hardball. Nice. Think of Hardball, man.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of scumbag in the beginning, man.
Yeah, but those kids. Those kids opened his eyes,
man. He met G-Baby,
though. Oh, goddamn. G-Baby will change your life.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
That's making me sad to think about it right now.
I know.
Man.
Let's move on. speaking of moving on, let's get into some stories. Who wants to start us off? Anybody find anything good?
I mean, should we discuss fucking Ryan Lochte or what?
Okay. Yeah. Before we do, let me say something about this. I don't want to say that anything but credible. You know, we're not the smartest guys ever. We're not credible sources. But
we tell you that right in the beginning.
To say that you're not going to listen to our last episode 3 and say that we didn't call this entire
thing. I know.
Come on now.
Yeah.
To say that we did not call that is ridiculous. We knew from the get-go, and Keith pointed out, they didn't take any of his stuff. They literally gave it, took cash and gave it back. And Keith, I believe, direct quoted, like, nah, I don't even think that. This just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the reality show and how Phelps was getting the shine. He needed something to get a shine. It's just, it infuriates me. I actually saw the interview today that he did with Matt Lauer or whatever his name is. And he's like starting to cry a little bit.
Oh,
like,
oh,
I'm just so sorry.
Crocodile tears.
He's got a career in acting.
Dude.
Let's put it that way.
Dude. How ridiculous.
You
do
not give a fuck.
Like,
you're a liar. I hate him.
Like, I'm not going to go out and just say I completely hate the dude. Thank you what you did for the country. I mean,
I hate him.
You brought up swimming. That's awesome.
He embarrassed the shit out of us.
Yeah, he embarrassed the shit out of our country. But you got to think, he's not a young dude. He's 32. But, I mean.
Those other two were young. Like,
yeah.
I can cut them some slack.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cut
but
him
But he
slack.
Was like the ringleader, too.
For sure.
That's the disturbing part. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're drunk. You do some dumb shit, but, I mean, don't go fabricate a story
and say that you got robbed and bring another person down because of your dumb actions. Bring another nation down because of your dumb actions. Like, you fucked up. You messed up the entire bathroom of a convenience store. And right. You should have just owned it. You got the money to pay for
own it.
For it that night. Be like, dude, I, blank check. Here you go. Whatever it costs, you know?
I gave him like $50.
Yeah.
So, in America, we seem to like, people screw up. And we'll cut you slack, own up to it, apologize. And we'll generally cut, but lying, we do not seem to forgive the lying that easy. You know, people will hate Lance Armstrong forever. Oh, people are going to hate A-Rod forever because they're not because they cheated, because they lied about it.
Yep.
I will hate the NFL forever.
Yeah.
And I think the ABC account, our Twitter, we tweeted out by the way, check that out. Twitter.com/ABC Pod, I believe. Maybe ABC Pod 1, something like that. Search us. We tweeted that I think it's safe to claim the King of Florida.
King of Ryan Florida. Lochte. Oh, yes. Yes.
They're all dumbass people and stories that we come across. Lochte is just, he reps and is Florida.
He's the embodiment of all things Florida.
Did anybody see the interview today?
I didn't see it.
Like, oh shit, my PR person says I need to mature up. I got to get rid of this dumbass blonde hair.
Doesn't
I
have need the to platinum
go,
hair anymore.
No, I need to go immediately back to brunette. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
It was a strategic move. Oh, like he messed up.
Oh, there's a reason he took that express flight.
The next hour.
He got out there as soon as he could.
And he said shit like, so he was lying because he wanted to make sure his teammates were like out of police custody. That's not why you're lying. Like, you didn't give a damn about those two kids.
No. You're trying to cover your own ass, man.
Oh, yeah. And it was funny because once he left, his teammates, they went, and then they all were like, no, it was him. Like, they all just snitched on him. Like,
I would have too, man.
Yeah.
Like, I believe snitches get stitches, found in ditches, but.
That is what they say.
Yeah. That's just. Street rules, not public eye rules.
I'm going to use this as a lead-in to the story here because he's lucky. It would have been really funny if he actually got locked up or something for this because Brazil, they're having the Olympics. They don't want this bad rep, especially from us, blah, blah, blah. So he's lucky. But moving into the stories, my first story has to do with prison a little bit, I guess. See this picture of this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's like a charming guy.
This prisoner, do you guys hear about this?
No.
No.
This guy, Nico Jenkins, murderer. Got tattoos all over his face. Looks like a scary guy. Somebody you would not want to mess with.
Yeah.
So he, in the process of trying to, I guess, claim that he committed a murder. I think he murdered like, I don't know, like five people or something. It was, he's a savage.
Yeah.
I guess, and then, so he originally pled not guilty. Then they brought it back to trial, and he pled guilty. Then they brought it back to trial again, and now he's trying, his lawyer's defense team sent it back, and now he's trying to plead for mentally insane. So while he's locked up, he tries to prove that he's insane by carving 666 into his head with a knife, right?
Some Charlie Manson
shit. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing,
He was looking in a mirror when he did it. And so
did it backwards.
Sixes are nines. No, they're just backwards six. They probably look like music notes, I would imagine. Yeah.
He was doing it on a handstand.
And so he's gonna step in front of this judge and say, look how crazy I was. I carved 666 in my head, and they're gonna be like, No, man.
You're just really
you're
dumb.
You're stupid, man. We still lock up stupid people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Charles Manson, if you ever get a chance, get on YouTube and search the faces of Charles Manson. It is the craziest shit ever.
Oh. Just him making faces?
No, it's like him in a police like booking room.
Yeah.
And it's like him just going nuts, like just like speaking in strange tongues, man. And like saying weird things into a camera. It is.
He's a freaky guy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It is so disturbing.
I read that.
Terrifying.
I read that book Helter Skelter. I barely like 10 years ago.
But really?
It's nuts. Yeah. I mean, it's basically about that, about the Manson murders.
Yeah.
It's nuts. He was trying to start a race war. That was his whole plan.
Yeah, he was trying to invoke a race war. Yeah, it's nuts.
Insane.
The guy was insane.
Still is. Still alive.
Well, yeah, he's still alive. He was actually recently married to a St. Louis woman.
Oh, wait, way to stay classy, St. Louis.
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember hearing
that. That is one of the weirdest things in the world, how certain women will go for prisoners, people on death row.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain type of woman out there that... just, like, drawn to that. It's scary.
Both ways, I think, too. You know,
With guys?
Guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just love them, some bad boys or bad girls.
Well, like, those guys who escaped from a jail in New York, like, last year. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I think one of them was having, like,
an affair with that guard. Yeah.
Right.
And then, do you remember the husband was like, yeah, lock her up. Get her away from me.
Would you not have the exact same response?
Oh, yeah.
Lock her up and throw away the key.
Yeah. I think they had been married for, like, 10 plus years, too.
That sucks.
It was, yeah. That was a whole weird little mess. Yeah.
Well, moving on. Next, you guys got anything?
All right. I got something, but I don't have an article or anything to go with it. Me and Tim briefly talked about it before we started recording today. I have a question, Nick. Have you heard of swatting?
No.
No?
Okay. Not in a non-basketball sense, no.
Okay. So, gamers. This is really big in the gaming community, right? I just recently heard about this last week from my brother. And he was telling me it's huge in the gaming community that, like, say you get killed in Call of Duty, they'll look up your address... and then get a burner phone or like a blocked number, call the police, and say you're about to kill your entire family. So a SWAT team shows up to your house,
kicks in your door.
Oh,
and like, do you know what like live streaming like gamers do? Like, they all do the live streaming thing. Yep. So it's like,
oh, it's like a show.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
so like, wow. So like these people will call a SWAT team in on these people live streaming, and then you get to see all these cops like,
wow,
god damn it, we got swatted again. Like, it is nuts.
That's hilarious.
I had never heard of this, but like, this is a scary thing. Like,
well, back in the day when we were playing Xbox One first gen, the big thing I remember would be that people would hack kind of the system and look up IP addresses and then somehow get your address and like send packages, like, note, like, fuck you, you know, like,
oh, really?
Like, you killed me 40 times, like, blah, blah, and, like, just, you know, really creepy, and I thought that was weird, but it's just, like, taking that to a whole new, that's, like, what we can do in 2016.
Yeah.
The SWAT team.
I think I've heard that, like, there's a certain, like, you know, police department where their SWAT team, like, almost all of the times they used them were for bullshit. So like, and then use them like twice for actual events and like 50 times throughout the year for swatting. And I've heard of things where I think like somebody's dogs got killed in one of these things. Yeah.
Oh, from the SWAT team?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Right.
Man, so, like, I would lose my shit. Because some dickhead on Xbox Live
got killed, my dog. Because I killed you on Call of Duty.
I would snap. I would literally snap. I would drive to his house. I'd snap.
For yeah.
Sure. Like, that's
you won't find him, though. Like,
exactly.
The dude who did this knew how to do this, so you're not going to find him.
That's funny. I actually just listened to...
It's a felony, though. Big-time felony.
Oh, yeah. You should be in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, it's weird. People are weird like that, man. I actually just... Do you guys listen to a podcast called Reply All?
I do, like,
strictly internet stuff. Like, really interesting stuff. And apparently there's like a organization or a society of people out there that do fake prank calls. They like hack into like the example they use is like they hack Charter. And then so your phone will come up as Charter's calling you. And then they'll act like
Charter customer.
Yeah, like you need to deactivate your account. We heard like the story that they were using was like you tweeted you were angry about. They looked at his Twitter and was like, "You're angry, blah blah blah," and so they had him going and all this shit, and then they just do it, and then they interview these people, and they were just doing it for fun, like they were just doing it, and that's like so weird to me, and it's like a way lesser version of like the SWAT thing, but it's kind of the same thing where people just do it just to fuck with you,
like it's scary though because like this could ruin your life,
right? Yeah. And like the anonymity of the person doing it to you,
also,
like I'm not. You're never gonna find out who's attacking you.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, and then you got the, you know, your neighbors. You're that guy that the SWAT team came.
Oh yeah.
What is going on in that house?
They think you're a murderous fucking asshole for sure.
Like, it wasn't even the cops. It was the SWAT team. You got to be up to some serious shit.
Yeah. Well, you have to be threatening, I think, someone else's lot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Have a weapon.
So they'll call in, like, bomb threats. Bomb threats and, like, murder threats and stuff like that, just so they get the SWAT team at your house.
Yeah. They don't just want the old sheriff showing up. They want the SWAT team kicking in your doors.
Yeah. Fucking your shit up.
I just picture, like, Bob going out to get his paper on Sunday morning and neighbor Jim comes over and says, hey, what was that SWAT team about? And he's like, oh, it's nothing. Some asshole came in. He's like, okay.
They were there for 12-year-old fucking Jimmy.
Then he walks he walks into his wife and says, we're moving.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, this guy's fucking nuts.
When to deploy a SWAT team costs police departments a lot of money.
True.
Like, it's, it's no matter what, it's going to be a shit ton of money out of their pocket. So that's why they take it. They get really mad.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You got anything, Griff?
I got a couple things, I think. Second.
Swatting.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
Yeah, watch videos on YouTube. There's like top 10 SWATs of all time.
I'm
going
to have to check
like,
that out. That is something your brother would dive into.
It's so there was nuts, a guy, dude. I can't remember where he was from, but so he was wanted by the police. I think he was 23 years old. And he got one of those elaborate old people masks.
I saw this story, yeah.
And so like the cops show up to arrest him. And they go in, and there's, like, only, like, a man who's clearly, like, in his late 70s or 80s there. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's, like, one of those Johnny Knoxville, like, masks. Like, he legitimately looked like an old man. But then they're, like, they were questioning him and didn't add up, and they figured it out. And he got arrested anyway.
Oh, I was going to say, if they even, like, walked out and it wasn't, I would just be like, wow.
I'm honestly shocked they didn't, because, I mean, he looked. Yeah. It would throw me off. It's kind of genius. Honestly.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
yeah,
it was pretty genius.
If he would have pulled that off, I would have been very impressed. Yeah. But
I think there would have been an easier way. Like, once they had him in cuffs and in custody, you could tell just by his skin.
That's probably true.
That he was younger than.
I bet once he started talking.
Oh, that too.
You know,
yeah.
Like, that had to be.
You'd have to throw on the old grandpa voice.
Yeah.
And
probably didn't practice that too much.
Yeah.
I forget where that was fine. Not in Florida, shockingly enough. I'm not sure where it was, though.
You know, school just started up, right? For
right.
the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So I figured it would only be right for me to try and come across something like school related.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I did, because in America here, we tend to do dumb shit somewhere along the line.
Oh,
so
freedom allows
us
that opportunity.
I got a bit of a news story here to give us a little intro into this, so I'm just going to let it play.
New details tonight on the arrest of a local teacher we first told you about on Fox 23 News at 6 o'clock. Police in Wagner arrested a newly hired teacher, Lori Hill, after they say she showed up drunk for her first day of work at Wagner High School. Officers say it didn't stop there. She was found not wearing pants. Fox 23's Rick Marinata is reporting live with why more charges have not been filed, Rick.
Listen to this.
School here starts on Thursday, but depending on how the district reacts to a teacher who showed up here drunk, went through those doors, and somewhere inside this building she took her pants off, so that teacher might not be with them for the start of school.
I would imagine so.
The Wagner police chief tells Fox 23 News that the new high school teacher, Lori Hill, made quite the first impression on her first day on the job when she showed up to work intoxicated and didn't check in with administration officials, and then went into a classroom she claimed was hers and removed her pants.
They didn't know who she was and things like that. She was apparently new. It was supposed to start yesterday.
Police officers found Hill in the principal's office, where district staff had to detain her. Once officers arrived, police tell Fox 23, school officials found a pair of shorts for Hill to wear, and she confessed to drinking vodka in her car before work.
And when our officers interviewed her, she did admit having had some vodka yesterday morning before she came to school.
Yeah. Well, it was before the first day of school, right? She was, setting up her classroom for the first day?
No.
It was the
first
day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she walked in, like, the class full of kids.
Yeah.
Not wearing pants, Keith. Not okay.
It wasn't even her class.
Not okay at all.
It wasn't even her class. She walked into the wrong classroom, half naked.
I just loved the way that reporter was.
Yeah.
And she took her pants off.
Guys.
How old was this lady for being her first day of teaching? Because she looked like an older gal.
Yeah, a rough woman.
Yeah, well, if you start your morning out, 8 a.m. vodka.
Vodka before I'm going to go teach school?
Yeah.
Jesus.
49. She's 49.
49, okay.
And this is in Oklahoma, by the way. But yeah, she just decided that, you know what, I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to porky pig the shit out of
her. The NEA is going to have their hands full defending this one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
If she's even a part of the NEA, I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not yet. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah. I don't know when. It's a teacher's union.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. I got that. I'm just saying, like, we all get nervous. We all get the first day nerves.
Yeah. That's not how you deal with it. Yeah.
Even if you do get drunk, like, okay, that's how you're handling yourself, but whatever. But clearly you just didn't can't. You can't take your pants off.
Clearly,
you can't take your pants off.
There might
off.
Be a different level, like maybe she had a drink, but she clearly got shit faced. Yeah. Like,
what kind of level of intoxication does it take for you to start taking your clothes off? Yeah. That's gotta be
and
pretty
not,
high.
And not realize you're walking around with your pants off
in the middle of a school building.
Yeah, and in public setting.
Yeah,
and then she actually walked into a class like she was ready to teach.
Yeah, no,
like
pants.
She was like ready to go, even though it was the wrong class.
What's her name?
Lori Ann Hill.
Lori Ann Hill. Hi,
49 years
I'm
old.
I'm Mrs. Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And she,
oh, man.
Does not look like a lady you'd like to see with her pants off. Like, well, she got, want that lady to keep her damn pants on.
She's chilling, though. She only got a $150 bail. So
she's chilling.
She's yeah, she's out. Chilling at home. She's got another bottle of vodka somewhere.
She doesn't have a job, so.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. Her teaching career might be over after that one.
Yeah. Unplanned end.
I would hope.
No, she cannot get hired anywhere.
I'm all about second chances, but not for that.
An AA meeting's probably coming her way.
Yeah, she should probably. Yeah.
She should look into getting some help. Yeah.
Well, moving on. Keith, you got anything going on?
Yes, I do. It's an auto erotica store.
Oh, my God. This might be.
So this man. In Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Yes.
Was sitting on a front lawn one day, and yes. Nick's got the same.
Oh,
he was
I saw him looking this up.
This is too good to pass up.
Yeah. So he had his hands down his pants, and there was an eyewitness looking out her window at this man with his hands down his pants, and then all of a sudden she sees him get up, pull his pants down in front of this minivan, and he started having relations with this minivan.
Oh,
the grill of this minivan.
The grill, yeah. The grill.
Autoerotic. I get what what you're doing there. I see what you did, Keith.
See what I did there? So yeah, I actually stole that from a headline. I'm not that clever.
You shouldn't have given them that credit.
I just don't want to be sued.
That's true.
But yeah. So he starts having his way with this van. And eventually the cops come and arrest him.
I want to know, does it say what kind of car it is? I want to know, like, what kind of grill can you fit your, like, what?
I mean, so, I'm impressed if it's touching both sides of any grill.
What? Usually, you know, when you hear about these weird people doing this shit, it's like through the exhaust pipe or something.
Yeah.
He went straight through the front. I just don't want to see how it happened through the grill.
So there was a show on TLC. I think it's
My Strange Addiction.
I don't think it was that one though. I think it was like Taboo or something. But it was a dude that was in love with his car. And he named his car Chad. And so I think he'd like lay under his car and, you know,
like kiss it.
Kiss it and get busy with himself and say he's making love to his car. And one of the most entertaining pieces of television I've ever seen in my life was when he told his father that he was in a relationship with his car. And his father just took it way too well. Like, way too well. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Your son has mental issues.
His son is sitting there like wiping his car down as they're talking. He's like, is that what turning you on? And he's like, yeah, kind of. He's sitting there talking to his father about the car he fucks. I suggest you look it up if you can find it.
Yeah, that's definitely a weird side of YouTube. Yeah, I'm going.
It's TLC. That My Strange Addiction is bizarre though.
Yeah, the one lady eating toilet paper.
Insulation.
I got something that actually goes kind of with that.
Okay.
But before we move on to that, just to finish your story off, Keith, it's funny. It says right here that what made the lady call the cops was not necessarily the fact that he fucked this van, but he passed out on her front yard with only like his underwear and shoes on or something.
Was it her van?
Oh, I don't know.
Forever unclean.
Yeah, that thing's getting
sold. Resale value just went down.
Yeah. Has it been in any accidents? No, but it's been fucked by a van.
Yeah.
It did get fucked last week.
That's fucked up.
That's really funny. But yeah, I saw that too, and I was like, damn, man. Like, just imagine if you look outside, right? You see this guy fucking this van, and you're like, this son of a bitch, what the fuck? And then he just stumbles over and passes out in front of you. You're like, this son of a bitch. Like, that's crazy.
So this reminds me of a pretty screwed up story, actually, from good old Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Lay it on us.
So Buddy, he's told me this story. There was a guy, and he used to call him, like, Earthquake or Puddle. Yeah, because he was known to have been arrested for banging puddles. Like, multiple times.
Well, obviously, if you got the nickname, it's got to be something.
Yeah. I think they called him, like, Tremors or something, because he banged the ground. Cause earthquakes.
Tremors.
That's hilarious. Sorry. Just had to throw that in there for everyone to know. Springfield, Missouri is an interesting place.
Well, speaking of eating weird shit and having whatever that problem is, I came across a story. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but I also have an intro video for this one, so just take a listen to this thing.
In a shocking incident, a team of surgeons took out at least 40 knives from a policeman's stomach after the latter ate them. The patient who complained of pain said that he had developed an appetite for eating the knives made of iron from last 2 months.
Okay, so they're interviewing on me, speaking our language. This is what the subtitle said. I felt like eating knives. And I ate them. That's what.
I don't understand.
Okay. Let me repeat that real quick. They interviewed this guy on the hospital bed. They just pulled 40 iron knives out of his stomach. And if you can see these pictures, they are not just, they are rusty and gross as hell. And they say, dude, what's wrong with you? And he said, I felt like eating knives, so I ate them. That was his quote. Okay, what the fuck?
It's not a good enough explanation.
So this article says that this issue, I guess you could call it, it actually has a name. It's called, what is it?
Everything has a name.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
It's called, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's just PICA. Is that PICA? PISA? Whatever. But it's that type of person, according to this article. It says a PICA sufferer develops an appetite for substances which are largely no nutrition from them. And let's see. Other forms of this problem are eating hair, sponges, and even glass.
Yeah, I've heard of people eating insulation, which is like fiberglass.
Yeah. So it's funny that you brought that up. But yeah, this guy, guys. We're not talking about he ate a couple wads of hair or that show. He eats a couple rolls of toilet paper. This guy ate 40.
Scarf 4-0.
40 knives.
And the most fucked up part is, you know, he's got to swallow him whole.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You can't chew on him.
It was a difficult thing to swallow.
Yeah.
Like, God.
And to suffer through 40 of them, just to have them sit there and rot in your stomach. Like,
I mean,
like, stab you. I would think that'd cut open your inside.
I
think they're folding knives. They're like pocket knives, I'm pretty sure. Some might be straight blades.
They actually look like, some of them are little razor blades, and some of them are like actual, like, that's a big knife right there.
Oh, yeah. That's, God.
People are messed up.
Yeah, and I mean, you just got to think about this. 40. That, 40. Okay, eat 40 of any, like, what's your, okay, we're in St. Louis. What's one of the things everyone loves? Toasted raviolis, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's our thing. We love them. We can't even eat 40 of those, and they're the best things on the world.
This guy
ate 40 knives.
I'm hoping that wasn't one sitting, though.
I don't know. I don't know.
Makes it even more interesting. Is that guy been walking around for a month with 25 knives
with blades in them?
He's been digesting. Like,
hopefully he hasn't gone through a metal detector.
I was going to say, like, what?
How do you poo?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. How long were they in there, right?
That might be why he finally went to the doctor.
That had to be, man.
Shouldn't have razor blades. Probably not a fun experience.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably started, like you said, probably start cutting open his intestines.
Yeah, it has, I think it had to at some point. Like,
no, I've heard of people like swallowing bottle caps because they like put them in an open beer.
Oh,
and like when they drink it,
I've heard
it,
people
like
swallowing quarters from playing quarters.
Oh, I've seen Buddy do that multiple times.
Yeah, that is legitimately the person I was thinking of.
I know you have seen that many times. Well, yeah,
you'd think you'd learn, but you know, you'd be wrong.
Hey, moving man. On, Griff, you got anything?
You got
to
win, right?
I can. Let's see. This story's kind of unpleasant. We can talk. Do we want to go to Pokemon Go at some point? Or
yeah, you got a Pokemon story?
Well, currently, if you're a Pokemon Go player in Belgium, you're shit out of luck. The entire country has been shut down.
Whoa.
Too many Belgian bastards were cheating.
Oh, no.
The Pokemon Go, like, they shut down the main server, like, the main provider. Can't, like, shut down all Pokemon Go users on that.
That sucks.
Also, the U.S. State Department caught a bunch of flack for this because people thought they were joking, but they were not joking. They warned Pokemon Go users to look out for landmines in Cambodia, because there's a lot of leftover U.S. landmines in Cambodia.
Same warning was issued in Bosnia.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean,
because there was just a ton of leftover landmines after most of the conflicts in Bosnia. So they were like, don't stumble.
So people were criticizing the State Department, being like, this is a bad joke. And I was like, this is not a joke. Like, they're clearly being serious.
Yeah, this is real, man. Yeah. This is real.
Well, that's kind of like when the CDC came out with their zombie.
Yeah, that probably
that was actually a joke.
Yeah, that probably was dumb.
Yeah.
But these government organizations stopped trying to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I think they
it's not what we're looking to use for.
Stay out of my life.
Just don't try to make me laugh. Yeah. You're not going to do a good job of that.
Well, I'm glad you kept that theme going, because I actually don't have a Pocus story this week. Do you?
Yeah, that was the Bosnian.
Oh, that was the same thing.
Yeah. Landmines. Be careful out there.
Watch out.
It's getting real. What a terrible way to, you know, I mean, going out on a mine, you know, that's not the worst way to go. But just the fact that Pokemon Go would take you, that would be.
You're out just trying to get a Ninetales or something, man.
Well, they don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they don't.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like,
landmines in war torn countries.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying, like, to look back, like, you die, and then you look back, and you're like, stupid.
Yeah, like, if there is such thing as an afterlife and you thinking about it, like, that's the way I left Earth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was because of this dumbass game on my phone.
Yeah.
Real side note. Over the last week, I went to the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
And we were chilling, walking around, you know, hanging out. They do this thing where it's like from 5 to 8 on Thursdays or something. It's like an adult thing where you go and they make like these crazy alcoholic drinks with plants and stuff, and whatever. You walk around and check it out.
That'd be neat.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's a nice little hangout. But you know, there's a good amount of people that go to these things, and we walked past this guy. It had to have been mid-70s, minimum. He was old.
You sure he wasn't just wearing a mask?
Struggling, and he's looking at his phone. He's like, "Nah, I don't think." He's talking to his wife. "I don't think we should go over there." She says, "Why? We need to go to the Chinese garden because I want to see that stuff." And he says, "Oh. Yeah, we should go there. That's where the good Pokemon are."
70-year-old man?
The oldest guy I've ever seen. Like, he was struggling walking, but he was fucking poking hard.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I got a kick out of that. I was like, wow.
That's the only uplifting Pokemon story I've heard so far.
Yeah, getting old people and obese kids out of the house.
Yeah, it is good for that, for sure.
Pokemon Go, changing lives.
Yeah Pokemon.
Get a little bit less fat.
Yeah.
This thing.
A little side note, if you're in St. Louis and you want to go to the Botanical Garden, they have, not only are they Pokestops, but they are Poke Gyms.
Oh, yeah. There. Oh, yeah. There's two or three inside the Botanical Garden.
Yeah, really? Set that up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't been there since like 8th grade on a field trip.
Well, yeah. The only thing I want to see at the, I don't think we have one in St. Louis, but that corpse flower that blooms or whatever, and it's supposed to give off like the odor of a dead corpse. Yeah.
That's messed up.
But it's like a beautiful looking flower, but it just
smells like shit.
I don't want to smell that. Yeah. Sounds horrible. Why you want to see that, Keith?
Because it happens like, it's like Halley's Comet.
Okay, really?
Numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
That's crazy.
I mean, don't quote me on that. Anything but credible. Yeah.
Name drop once again.
Yeah.
Well, moving on here, I got one more story here. And I think this is going to be, I think I'm going to call it out. Florida story of the week.
We are going to Florida!
Okay. Now, before I start, question for you guys. Have you heard of the newest face eater to hit the streets?
I have not.
This
no.
is recent.
This is all new to me.
This is new. Not that new. Probably a couple weeks. But guys, how long ago was it with the bath salt thing in Florida?
2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago. Yeah. The zombie thing.
Yeah.
People eating. Okay. It's somewhat back. Not necessarily, though. No bath salts involved here. Oh. Now, once again, I'm going to let the video do the talking at first.
Yeah. The sheriff's office says Austin Harrop dared deputies to test him for drugs moments after alleging killing John Stevens and wife Michelle Mishkon. Tests later turned up negative for street drugs, but results are still pending for synthetic drugs. The couple were found brutally stabbed to death at their home on Monday night. Deputies reportedly caught Harrop biting John Stevens' face and stomach. A nearby neighbor who tried to help was also injured and recovering home now. Well, yesterday, hundreds packed the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. So, I guess they haven't tested for the synthetic stuff. So, that's technically could be.
So, the bath salts could still be.
But what they said, though, if you didn't catch, as soon as he got arrested, he told the cops, go ahead, drug test me. I'm just insane.
If you're that cocky, yeah. I don't think he did it. Yeah.
Now, I've read multiple. You don't think he did it?
No, I don't think he took any bath salts.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant, like, the crime.
He clearly did the crime.
Oh, no.
The cops saw with their own eyes.
Yeah, so here's what happened here. This kid just seemed to be a normal kid, frat boy, Florida State University, just a normal guy.
Which is where Ryan Lochte went, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Damn, it might be the same frat.
It all connects.
So, everyone said that his parents said, you know, no weird things, until this one random night, I'm not sure what night, but they all ate dinner together, him, his mother, and his father. They actually, this news story started with the restaurant video footage of him leaving the restaurant by himself. Authorities are saying now that he went and walked about 2 miles down the street. And just basically, a couple was sitting in their driveway with their garage open, hanging out in lawn chairs. And he ran up, stabbed them multiple times. And when the cops, for no reason apparently, and when the cops came up, he was eating the guy's face. Like, legit ripping skin off. And they said that they had already seen, he already went for the stomach and moved up to his face.
Oh, God.
Now, this fucking weird, sick dude kills his wife, kills the guy. And then they said his neighbor, so like, saw this shit, tried stopping him, and I guess I don't know if he stabbed him or what, but yeah, and then just started eating him. Now, his mom and dad, when they were being interrogated and stuff, they had said the only weird thing was at dinner, he started talking some weird shit. They were saying how he kept talking about how he thought that he had superpowers and that he was a superhero in a sense. And they said, this literally came out of nowhere. And he just started talking about just, like, weird, random stuff. And then he left.
How old was he?
I believe he was 20.
I bet it's schizophrenia.
19.
Yeah. Whoa. 19.
I mean, I bet it's some type of, a mental disorder. Because that is about the age where things like bipolar and schizophrenia start really popping up.
When they start surfacing? Yeah, later on in maturity?
Yeah, when you're about 19, 20.
Really?
Yeah.
There's an article right here. In a 911 call later in the night, his mother, Mina, said her son started saying delusional things about being immortal and a superhero while at dinner. And then she said, quote, it's like he just ... changed. Like he just snapped. Huh. And my God, did this fucking guy snap.
Yep.
Yeah. He snapped.
What's crazy also, I heard when the cops finally showed up, that they tried, they said, stop eating these people. He wouldn't.
Yeah.
Then they tased him, I think, like twice, and it failed to subdue him.
Yeah, apparently he was.
Which is crazy. That doesn't normally, well, you gotta be like amped up on PCP to just go through a taser.
Yeah. Well, another article I read said that he was like not all state, but a very good football player. Apparently, like he was a big guy.
Oh,
apparently.
Okay.
So that's what they're saying.
I was just about to ask the size of him.
It could very well be jacked up on some stuff.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was crazy. And then, like, the former, the first zombie guy, they just shot him.
Oh, yeah. I think they had to kill the first zombie.
This guy.
Well, they learned. I think especially now with all the police shootings that are happening.
Yeah, they're trying not to do that so much. Yeah, so they used physical force. Like, four guys got up close to him and
got him. I don't want to approach that
Hell no.
I would rather just shoot him, to be honest with you. Like, however disturbing that sounds, like, I don't want to walk up to a guy that's eating another human being's
That clearly
face.
Doesn't have any lines, you know, decency anywhere.
And you also got to think about this. As Griff just said,
They tased him.
The first line, they tased him. And he didn't stop. He kept eating.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're thinking, like, what? I would like to know what they actually did.
I guess if he doesn't have a deadly weapon, though, you try to...
Well, you use physical force. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I've always heard tasers aren't, like, the end all. You know what I mean? They'll put a...
They can be.
Yeah, a decent-sized human being down, but...
They'll kill some people.
Yeah. Well, I've always heard if, like, you're drunk or something and, like, everything's just loose, like, you can just fucking take those barbs out and just keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly how that goes.
I think it totally depends on, people's different...
This guy, the makeup of every human.
I did hear that, though, that this guy just kind of shook it off.
Just rolled through it,
Just kept challenging, which is so fucking weird. But, yeah, once you... me as a parent, I don't know. I mean, obviously, this is really random, but if I'm sitting at dinner with you, Keith, and you start talking about immortal, and you know you got some powers and shit,
I'm going to get you help.
I'm keeping my eyes on you.
Yeah, I'm not letting you go leave by yourself. I think maybe you should come home and
You're not just going to go walking 2 miles down the street and do God knows what when you're clearly unhinged.
Yeah.
No way.
Unless he has, like, a previous, like, record with drug abuse or, like...
So none of that has come out yet. So it'll be interesting to carry to follow this as it goes in court, because I think it's a pretty big story. We'll see what actually comes up with the testing and what he actually his story that comes out, because who knows, this guy might go he might have gone full crazy, full snap.
I think the best part about this story is this guy's still alive.
So we can actually figure it out.
We can figure out what the hell was going on,
because the original one we'll never know. That was just
we'll never know the original Florida face eater.
We can say it's bath salts all day, but how many people have done bath salts and not eaten people's faces?
I also have a question
I guess. What if they go and do a medical thing and they find one of those brain eating Florida disease worms from last week, man?
Dude, it's possible. Did you just start your own conspiracy theory?
That's what I'm getting at. Somebody pick me up on this.
They are actually creating zombies in Florida, basically.
Well, craziest killers of all time actually have this.
He might have been on Keanu is Immortal and thought he was somewhat like Keanu, dude.
Maybe he just visited
that fucking website.
It's possible,
and
man.
And like, wait, if Keanu is...
Why am I not? I am.
Also, the thing that worries me, too, is when people do these things, like... majority of the mass killers that have happened so far. The main reason behind this is because they want the notoriety from moving on.
A lot of times.
They want the recognition.
Yeah.
So him saying immortal and all that stuff, really, in my head, I'm starting to think.
Thoughts of grandeur?
Maybe he had this intention, like, I'm going to be immortal through this act I'm about to do. And that is just, that's crazy.
See, it's fucked us to an extent. He's gonna, you know, like, people are gonna talk about this.
Oh yeah, we're already talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like,
but I always wonder.
Don't say his name. Talk about the story and don't say his name.
Yeah, we're not. We won't release that.
All these people that keep killing these people and eating their faces. There's got to be a better cut of human. Like,
Jesus Christ,
you know what I mean, man?
Jesus Christ.
Like, think of the marbleization of the face. It's just all meat, dude. There's no fat up there.
No, that's
unless
what
you
it,
get like a bigger dude.
You start with the belly, though, man, but that's all fat.
Yeah.
You don't want all fat either.
That's like bacon, though, human bacon.
Yeah.
So,
Guys, that's what.
That's really disturbing.
This might be too soon.
Yeah.
No, I mean, think about it, though. Like, let's think about it. If you're going to eat a person, you don't go for that's what makes it him even more crazy.
Yeah.
Is that he went to a place where, it doesn't take a scientist.
Yeah, like a roast.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a scientist that you're going to go for the muscle. You're going to go for, you know, you're not going to go for the face. So that makes it even more crazy, right?
It just really
reminds
me.
Is that where it's the crazy part, though?
Yeah, that's what,
he picked a bad piece of meat. Yeah.
He was going to eat this guy to just intentionally fuck him up. He wasn't even trying to, like, eat him. He was just literally just mauling him.
I think I'd go backstraps.
Backstraps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to change the subject. <I'd>
Yeah, so Florida Story of the Week.
That's
too depressing. Two depressing ones. Anybody else got Florida stories?
I do not have a Florida story this week. I wish I did.
Griff?
I don't have a Florida story. I do have a story, another story about Springfield, Missouri, which could be considered Missouri's Florida.
Oh, I think I heard about this one.
Did you?
I did.
What happened?
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's actually really sad.
R.I.P., yeah.
But is it the Dee Dee and Gypsy story?
Oh, no.
Okay. So, they're originally from Louisiana, I think, but they've been living in Springfield, Missouri for, sounds like Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So, this woman has, her daughter, she's 23 now, raised her up saying she was sickly, that she had, muscular dystrophy, that she had all these chromosomal disorders, and... that she had brain defects, that she really had the mind of a 12-year-old or something, and that she couldn't walk. She was in a wheelchair forever. She shaved her head her entire life, all this stuff. Always put her in hats to make her head look kind of smaller. Basically, this lady's fine. She's completely normal.
The young girl.
Yeah,
fine.
Her name's Gypsy Ray, and she's completely fine. Nothing was wrong with her. She met a guy online. And eventually had that guy kill her mother.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really insane. And the girl's completely fine. It's you see these pictures of her. Whoa. Except for, her teeth are rotting out and stuff. So,
Wait.
I mean, I'm sure there was poor hygiene going on.
Her
mother has fed her through, a feeding tube forever and shit. And she didn't need to be fed. None of that.
I got a question.
Her father thought it was, her father and her mother were not together.
Yeah.
But he thought it was all real. Forever. He lives down in Louisiana.
What?
And so when his daughter went to court, for the murder of the mother, it was the first time he ever saw her walk.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, so all what? I got
she's
questions.
In Greene County jail. Me and her might have been sharing a roof at one point.
Oh God. So she willingly and knowingly went along with this fabrication.
But she's also super distorted and screwed up.
Well,
they think her mother might have been pumping her with tranquilizers for all these years. So she's been, conscious.
Was this to get some kind of aid, government aid? What was the meaning?
There
is some aid.
Was she getting money? What, a disability check?
Some.
What's happening?
Yeah, but they weren't living large by any means.
And I'm sure the father was still playing.
Oh, yeah, the father paid
a lot
of child
support.
Lots of support.
And she obviously the whole time, well, at least until she grew up, obviously knew that this is her mom's messing with her.
I think she thought she had certain things wrong with her, but she obviously knew she could walk.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And
she'd take them to doctors. There was a big failure in doctors here, too.
I was going to say.
Multiple doctors throughout the years have been this isn't. Right. There's something fishy going on here.
After the age of 18,
she came back for muscular dystrophy. She doesn't have it multiple times, but the mother would insist that she does. A doctor saw her stand up at one point. It was I don't see why she doesn't walk.
Yeah.
And she was she had bullshit excuses for all it. Apparently, this lady used to be a nurse's aide, too. So, she... knows all the medical jargon and
how
stuff.
To work it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a weird, what an interesting story.
Yeah.
But see,
there is there's a diagnosis for what the mother has and what the daughter has, which is some type of psychological disease.
Yeah.
There's a diagnosis for her thinking that
the daughter had it by proxy, means that someone was doing this to you.
Like you're brainwashed.
Yeah. What's the, what's the one where you always think you're sick and
hypochondriac?
Yeah. But this is on another level.
It's some serious mental illness stuff.
God,
psychologically damaging stuff.
Yeah,
but I put a lot of blame on the doctors on this.
Yeah,
How can
the
you
doctors
make it
are catching a lot?
Yeah,
of shit
but like this, when you yeah. when you sign an oath to be a doctor, I think you're an automatic what do you call it reporter of some kind of
So they weren't
of this
a lot of times they weren't sure
Like, I mean, I work for a school district, and I'm supposed to be a,
right.
a reporter. Like, if I see a homeless kid or like a,
so
a it, kid like someone, that. Yeah.
It had been reported before. Someone called it in and said they didn't think the story added up. They thought some of her medical issues were made up. And, yeah, I think Greene County cops, Greene County sheriff, whatever, went out there, and he met her, and he bought it, basically.
Oh, man.
So,
well, so, okay. So here's when it comes yeah. to the doctor thing, here's my thing. I am a firm believer in all things life, I think, where I believe things to a certain extent, but 90% of the time, you gotta give me some solid proof, right?
I mean, you're from the show me state, bro.
I just don't, you know. Okay, so we already know, when it, and especially when it comes to doctors, like, I get it. They're smart. They do their stuff. But I still have so many doubts. I mean, just last this, the beginning of the summer, months ago, that one was a doctor in like Wisconsin or somewhere. He had been diagnosing people to go to cancer treatment when they were completely fine, going them through radiation. He ended up
Which
making
can kill
over
people, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He ended up going making over $25 million because of these payments to go to these yeah. treating cancer people that weren't. Had no cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you're not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Not a sociopath.
That's what I'm yeah, saying, man. Yeah. You got to, like, mm-hmm. this, something like this, it's just really good. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, and that just reminds me of the 16-year-old gynecologist down
oh,
in
Dr.
Florida.
Love.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Dr. Love.
Next week, Florida Story of the Week. Somebody find that because that is classic.
Like he got busted multiple times.
Yeah. Yes, and he started his own
firm
twice. Yeah, yeah, more than once. And they actually, you guys, oh, my God. We're not going to get into this. We'll save this for next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm going to show the video that I saw. Someone was interviewing him as the cops were leading him to the car, and he was just like, there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. I'm yeah. legit. And it's like, dude, you're 15.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Who walked in there and believed this guy was a doctor?
The... Multiple. He had a multiple.
God.
Okay.
And yeah. he's Dr. Love in OBGYN. You're doctor. Come on.
Okay. Save this for next week.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. God, that's great. All right, moving on. Anything else, guys, before we wrap this up? Do we have any Hoosier stories of the week or any shout-outs real quick that you want to get out?
Yeah, yeah, I got a shout-out. Shout-out to the United States of America in these Olympics, man.
That's 2 weeks in a row for Keith. Just,
yeah.
just calling that out.
No,
two Americans.
No.
He's a proud young American.
I, you're damn right I am, and I believe in American exceptionalism, and I believe it was on display during these Rio Olympics.
No doubt about it. Third highest medal count of all time. Pretty
yep.
solid.
And I think we own 1 and 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. So this was an exceptional games for us. I want to thank all the men and women down in Rio that made our country proud. And Ryan Lochte, you really dropped the ball, bud.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big time.
However, we can do a negative shout out to Lochte.
Yeah.
That's what you get, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll put him on blast or whatever.
Yeah. You get a big middle finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him that.
Yeah.
Griff.
I'll give him the bird.
Any shout out any shout outs to you, Griff?
No. Nothing.
No. Nothing.
I actually don't have any shout outs this week either. I mean, obviously other than USA. We had the Olympics, we're just wrapped up today. As we said, third highest medal count, and I think China was second, but I think they were over 40 behind us.
Yeah.
They weren't. It wasn't close.
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on. Or before we – not moving on. Before we wrap this all up, any closing statements, anything? I got something, actually. Let me interrupt you. We are now live, people. I said last week that we were working on it. We are connected. We are on iTunes, okay? It is anything but credible. Search it. We have the SoundCloud page that it's connected to, anything but credible. I think it might even be SoundCloud/ABC Pod, I believe. We have a Facebook page and Twitter. I think they're both actually /ABC Pod. Twitter might not be them. Facebook for sure is. We're going to start obviously posting the episodes after they're done up to these pages, and you might even see some random stories that we talk about or things to look forward to. I think we should first for sure start knowing at least one post on each about at least the theory of the week, just so we can get
oh,
that out
yeah.
there so people can actually say, what the hell are they talking about? They might do their own research, but maybe we can provide a link to say,
okay.
hey, this
yeah.
is what we're looking at.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that, if you want to get some good reading, you can't go wrong with the conspiracy theory, right?
No, no.
So we are out there. We're everywhere. Also, we set up an email account. We have a Gmail now. It's anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. So if you hear the show and you got – you know, some input, or you know, maybe some new topics that we should be included, new segments that we should maybe incorporate, new anything, new ideas, we're always open to checking it out. So the Facebook page and the Twitter page and all that stuff should be in one way or another linked to this Gmail. If you can't find it through the page, just type it in, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. And yeah, we're always open to stuff, to new stuff. So send us what you got, ideas, anything. And lastly, I said that I was setting up, I was converting my personal website. That's up. It's ready to go. It is doogiemedia.com, D-U-G-G-Y media.com. I was in the process of switching it to a new domain host and all fun stuff, but it's good to go. So we're out there. Anything But Credible, the ABC pod, search us up. Check us out, share. Let's get this out there, right, guys? Other than that, I think that's about it. And we all will actually be off next week.
Yes.
Keith and I will be out of town.
Yeah.
We are going to New Orleans. And, yeah, sorry, Griff, you weren't invited.
Bastards.
This is awkward now.
Yeah.
No, but we will be in New Orleans for the weekend. And so we will be back I guess it'll be the first week of September.
September,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back in 2 weeks. So, sorry for the wait. It's a planned trip we've had for a while. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, we will see you in 2 weeks, guys.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right.